USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
We're with you in this tragic hour, and we will be with you forever.
The president speaking after a 17-year-old walks into Santa Fe High School in Texas Friday morning and massacres 9 students and a teacher while he had explosives strapped to his body. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says there were no real warning signs.
The red flag warnings were either non-existent or are very imperceptible.
In addition to the 10 lives taken, 10 others were injured, the shooter being charged with capital murder and assault of a peace officer. Tragedy in Havana, Cuba, where a Boeing 737 goes down shortly after takeoff. More than 100 people presumably dead. Witnesses saying the plane blew up in the air and looked like a fireball in the field near the airport. And officials in Hawaii say it's still likely there will be a more powerful explosion from the Kilauea volcano after an eruption Thursday morning, sending an ash cloud 30,000 feet into the air. This is USA Radio News.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now. Now at 800-400-LUNG, we'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
An armed and angry man shot and arrested after firing a handgun at staff inside the Trump National Doral Golf Resort early Friday morning. Happened about 1:30. The president wasn't there at the time. It's not clear what prompted the 42-year-old to try pulling off this ambush-style attack. The chief negotiator of North Korea calling the South Korean government ignorant and incompetent just hours after the U.S.-South Korean air combat drills. They also threatened to halt all talks with the South unless its demands are met. There are rumors that Kim Jong-un won't want to meet with President Trump on June 12th, but White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says...
Nothing has changed on that front. We're continuing to move forward and make plans, and if the meeting happens, it happens. If it doesn't, then we'll see from there.
Robert Wilkie has been named to head the Department of Veterans Affairs. He's been the acting secretary since David Shulkin was fired, the president making that announcement this afternoon. In Philadelphia, firefighters called to a massive fire at an old warehouse. It broke out about 6:30 local time. No word of any injuries. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The president says the FBI planted or recruited an informant for the purposes of targeting his campaign and reputation, escalating attacks against the Justice Department. Neither Trump nor his attorneys have provided evidence of the claims, but experts say this would be a tremendous legal and political scandal. 32 people injured when 2 buses collide near the Lincoln Tunnel on Friday, and all but one of the victims ended up in the hospital. It all happened when a bus rear-ended another about 10 o'clock in the morning. A study finds more young people in the United States are using marijuana before or instead of alcohol or cigarettes. We get details from USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
The study is done by the National Institute of Child Health and Human Development, and it looked at over 250,000 young people between 2004 and 2014. It says in 2014, 8% of participants said they had tried pot before any other drug. In 2004, that percentage was just under 4.8%. Initial cigarette use dropping from 21% in 2004 to just 9% in 2014. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A health alert being issued by the CDC about Lyme's disease and other diseases you can pick up from ticks. They're saying the number of people getting sick has climbed dramatically in the last 15 years. They say it's a good idea to use repellent when heading outdoors. And HBO releasing the trailer for the new documentary on John McCain called For Whom the Bell Tolls. It'll follow his life from prisoner of war to his time in government. It comes out on Memorial Day. I'm John DeMaster, USA Radio News.